I don't even know how the fuck this shit works. Oh shit. Oh shit. Whoa. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. It's all going down. Ah! Everything's burning and dying. And fucking eating shit.
It's not, you say that, people think that's nihilistic. That's the opposite of nihilistic.
It's not nihilistic.
The current, the fucking... current hegemony is so, it deserves to be undone.
You get a 2-week upload ban if you receive 2 account strikes at the same time. Wait, so I won't even be able to hit the video deadline. Or I will. It'll be reinstated on the 27th. I think. Alright, we got people following. Rolling in. Woo! Holy shit, man.
Man, I wish that I wish.
Oh shit! Mike Cernovich just fucking tweeted my shit.
Oh shit!
Holy fuck!
Nice.
We're climbing up the ladder. We're moving up in the world.
Yeah.
Fucking Gab is tweeting at me. Fucking right. BitChute.
Time to talk about the Jewish question.
Dude, I figured out that I got another strike because I tried to stream on YouTube and the stream title was The Jewish Question. And I tried to go live and it said I couldn't because I had another fucking strike. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, I'll work around it. And I fucking can't upload for 2 weeks. This is some bullshit. But we got another side order coming out for the patrons. I'll get my shit on fucking Mega. I'll get my shit on BitChute. Because I got everything on a hard drive. So, you know. Yeah. Check out the Patreon. Should probably do fucking updates that are gonna suss out how the hell I'm gonna stream in the meantime. I guess it will be on here. Yeah. Basically, yeah. What's up, all my fags and faggots?
introduce the call right now.
Okay, so the guy speaking is Victor, known as Vapro Boy on YouTube. And
Jew Exterminator 1480.
Just let the journalists relish in it. They think they're fucking taking down like Nazis right now. They're fighting a war right now. This is how wars are fought from now on. That's what they think in their little heads. So just give it to them. Fuck it. Give it to them. Give them that little dopamine rush of fucking trying to destroy people's careers. Yeah. And yeah, Victor's turned 17 in April. Mm-hmm. It's no adults, it's only Zoomers here. And then we have Faith on the call. She turned 14 on just a few days ago. So this is the team. This is the team of 20 writers from a hate
Christina.
Group you're dealing with right here now.
It's like Jairobi from Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Wait, is Christina? Fine. Yeah, she's in call, but her dad is like harassing her, so she can't speak.
Yeah, for the people in the stream who know A Tribe Called Quest, she's like Jairobi. She's quiet. She just participates.
Yes, she watches, gives her support. There we go. And she's also based out of Brazil as well. Fuck! It's all going down, and before I get another fucking strike. And before my fucking channel gets taken down tonight. And if that's happening, I don't know if I can go to school tomorrow. I think I'm going to be up all night setting up a website.
Oh, yeah.
I'm uploading everything to BitChute, Mega. Yeah. This is important stuff.
Yo, I honestly feel really bad for you right now. What is there to feel
I
bad
feel
for?
bad.
Never feel bad.
It'll work
Never
out.
feel bad.
This is never feel bad about any of this shit. Don't ever let them get you blackpilled. The demoralization is the first step to them controlling you. If you're never demoralized, if you keep your morals, you keep your energy, they can't fuck with you. That's where I'm
What's
at
there
right
to be
now.
sad
Oh,
for? What is
I
there to
get
be
banned
sad
off
for?
YouTube. Oh, Susan doesn't get 40% of my revenue anymore. That's what happens. She doesn't get my
Smile.
money anymore. It's my money.
Smile.
Man.
It's the only right thing to do.
Yeah. And I got another video in the works. Hopefully the fucking upload ban expires soon enough for me to get it out this month, because I did promise to be uploading monthly.
Fuck the
And
corporate world, bitch.
the fuck? All right. Go on the kill stream tonight? Yeah, I actually messaged Ralph. I'll probably dip if he
They're
like
in fighting gold.
messages me back and says he wants me to be on. I mean, we can be like on stream at the same time though. It's not a big
Yeah.
problem.
So if you check the image of yourself.
Let me see. Oh, it's all of them are coming together at once to talk about me.
What
It's
is
so
this they're
funny.
infighting about
They're
you?
yeah,
They want you
they're literally
away.
demonstrating the point I made in the video that they all fucking hate, that the best thing they are at doing, they're fucking
Epstein,
the
Bernstein
best thing they can,
within all of them.
they are
That's
the
weird.
best at infighting. And over me, I'm a fucking 14-year-old who is like a fucking anemic and makes videos out of her bedroom and just like hates school.
Man, we really gotta
Epstein,
get the upload
Bernstein,
culture
and
going.
Levin are all talking about me.
They're all Jews, by the way. Yeah, and water's wet. You fuck. Come
That's
on,
just a
man.
coincidence, though. What? Shut up, Faith.
Dude, you know what happened to me? So I had my teacher read the beginning of my essay that you helped me write, you know
Oh
that
God,
one?
let's
And
not.
you know what happened? She didn't even read the full thing because I wanted her to get to the penile, the baby penile suction part, but
Oh
she
wait,
didn't even
did
get
you
to that
kept keep
part.
in like the penis on the penis
Yeah.
on the penis?
But so she like halfway through she was like, I think you need to add some, like this kind of makes you sound a bit like a Nazi. I think you need to add in some about like all the bad things that happened to Jews in the concentration
What
camps.
a weird thing to say. This kind of makes you sound like a Nazi. What a weird thing for a teacher to say to you. But anyways, I wrote something for one of Faith's like essays about the what is it called again? The fucking
The cause behind the call?
mitzvah bapa, where they like mitzvah bapa or whatever, where they like cut the foreskin off and then suck the baby dick. Yeah, I wrote a description of that was fucking hilarious.
Was so
And
funny.
her teacher's retarded. She doesn't give a fuck.
She didn't even fucking get to that part. She like
Getting
stopped at the
donations?
beginning and
Holy
was like,
shit.
this isn't okay.
Yeah, I
Man,
know Ralph is live right now.
if they don't want
Pass it on, I
people
want
to
to get on there.
notice, they don't want people to point out, if they get mad when people point out that all of them are Jews, maybe they should get some blacks and Hispanics in there. Break up the racist
Yeah, hire more,
one party,
get
man.
a more diverse journalism team. I mean, you
You see
guys
what the
are.
issue is? You have to
It's not
hire
even
people
close to
that know how to
diverse,
read and
man.
write.
Well, I'm gonna be checking for Ralph's stream recording.
Yeah. Woohoo! Woohoo! All right. Yeah, I already have a BuzzFeed hit piece. That's how you know you're doing the right thing, when BuzzFeed hates
Old are
you.
you? 14? You're living the life, man.
Name me something better I could be doing right now. I can't think of anything. But, you know, Joe wants me to be in school doing geometry homework. Yeah.
Man, I fucking wish there was no copyright thing on DLive.
Oh yeah, we've got a good song to play right now. Although I don't know if I just assume that they have copyright shit. I mean, you guys can enlighten me right now. Whew. Getting some good Ricardo Milos up in here. DLive came into my stream last night and said they are watching me. Bunch of the ticks think I'm a Nazi man, so don't be fooled. By DLive saying they're a free platform. Well, yeah, none of them are really... All of them capitulate to the pressure somewhat. And I feel like if I was running shit, if I was running a platform of some sort, like, it can only really work if it's run by... Like, sure. A person like, you know, one of us, I guess. Maybe people will interpret that weirdly, but...
Sophia, check what Christina just sent. Check it.
Whoa, weird. There
you go, boy.
Yeah, we're just gonna shut it down. Boy. Just hit the power button. No.
Just shut down YouTube altogether.
Just hit escape and it's gone.
Man, this faggot's in Providence. Sickening.
Fuck you. There's a reason you should let me make videos, because if I wasn't making videos right now, you'd all be fucking dead. You're right, Joe. I am pissed off. It's you made me this way. Because you tried to teach butt sex in my school. This is your fault. And if you kill me, there's gonna be somebody with my spirit that'll come back to haunt you. So until you fix these problems that you've plagued me with, people like me are gonna be here forever.
There are 127 people watching this right now. Everybody go on Joe's Twitter or get his email and ask him if he's working at NYT yet.
Just ask him, hey, Joe, you got a spot at the New York Times yet? You're hoping this... Oh, shit, Dave Rubin's talking about it. Yeah, boy. I need to get on the Rubin Report.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Oh, he followed me. Fuck yeah, okay. Shit.
Oh, fuck. Hell yeah.
Next up is Joe Rogan, of course. It's gotta be.
The Jogan.
Shit. People are gonna be seeing this, man. It just spreads like wildfire. I get home, I see fucking Joe made an article about me. A few hours later, this is where we are.
Do you think your teachers see any of this?
I know my teacher. Teachers have talked to me about this shit, and they think it's cool.
What? No.
Oh my gosh. Oh shit! They verified me. Awesome.
Verified you
on Twitter? On fucking Gab.
Of course not Twitter. Are you retarded?
Yeah, but they haven't been like verified. Been 4 years and still haven't done that shit, so it's never happening. But fuck that.
Get on Ruben, you get people going to your site by the time that happens. Let's go, boy.
On fucking Ruben Report? Me?
Huh?
Imagine me sitting there. I'm so fucking tiny. I'd be the youngest guest on the Ruben Report, I assume. Yeah. Oh, shit. Alright, Ralph wants me on. I guess I gotta hop in the green room.
Oh, okay,
wait, where can I watch that? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna watch it.
Wait, I'm gonna watch it too. I have too many fucking tabs open.
Sophia, just send a message on Discord when you're done.
Okay, what the fuck? Where's the green room? I'm a fucking Luddite. I don't know how to work any of this shit. Y'all hype for the new tower on Friday? Do you need to ask? But that's weird. It doesn't show me how many people are watching right now, but
it says 202.
Awesome. Damn, people have already like donated shit. That's cool. All right.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
I'm confused about what's happening right now.
I'm gonna go on fucking Ralph retort.
Like right this second?
Yeah. I mean, there used to be a green room. I don't know. Anymore though, what the dealio is?
Why can't I find his fucking channel right now? What?
Check it. Just check his Twitter. There's got to be a link there.
too many fucking Twitter tabs open right now.
All right, let me. I might fuck things up right now, but wait a second. Okay. Well, I guess now we wait. If I'm gonna get pulled in. This is a good chat right now. Ooh, thanks for all the fucking... Thanks for all the moonies. YouTube might pull a monkey on your channel, so just wait. I guess it could... It's 50-50 if your channel will end up fine or not. I mean, like... Well, I got two strikes in, like, a row on the same... Within the same hour.
Soph, what's up?
Oh, shit. Hey! I'm streaming right now, so I was reading a chat, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll put you back in general. Just
no, I actually no. It's good right now.
Okay. So are you actually banned from uploading or?
Yeah. Eggie told me that if you receive like two strikes like consecutively within like a same time period, you can't upload for 2 weeks. And so I guess that explains that, and I also can't live stream, so I'm on D Live right now.
Second strike. What an amazing coincidence. A member of a certain desert tribe wrote an article about you, and you suddenly can't speak on social social media.
Yeah, it's magic. It's like all the autism attack drones just, you know, snap their fingers, and it all happens, it all goes on.
It's really flipping my, it's really buttering my bagels here, it's really oiling my vein.
So I'm assuming, Soph, that you've read the BuzzFeed article. I actually read it right before. I didn't see it until about an hour before the show, and then I read through it real quick. What were your thoughts on Joseph Bernstein and his article that you did on it?
It's so weird reading it because I don't know if I should talk about this, but he said in the article himself, he tried to reach out to me. And he reached out to me saying that he promised not to write a smear article, and if I just talked to him, he would fairly present my side of the story, and you know, it was all gonna be fair and nice, and he's not out to paint me as a Nazi or a racist, and we should just have a chat. And of course, I ignored him because I knew that was a lie, and guess what? I'm right. So yeah, didn't really.
Yeah, you're right, because he told me the same thing last year when I talked to him about the story. And he was nice when we talked and everything, but as far as the way the story came out, I wasn't really too thrilled about that and how some things were portrayed. So I think you probably made the right call.
Mm-hmm. Now, Soph, did you ignore him or did you just send a simple message saying that he'll never write for the New York Times?
I didn't even want to give him any attention, so I just ignored him. I figured like once the article came out, people would do that for me anyways. So.
Hey, how you doing there, Soph? You may be getting some negative attention in the media. I just want to talk to you, see if you want to tell your side of the story.
Yeah. I mean, the email was just so, like, so bullshitty. My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't technically lie about anything, but the way he framed the whole story, it was like, oh, okay, I see what you were doing from the start. Like I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, just the way it came off and the way it was portrayed, I was like, oh my god, why did I comment for this story? But yeah. Anyway.
Well, hey, I mean, you have to skirt the line between, you know, defamation and just, like, just enough truth that you can't get sued, which I have a feeling that Joseph Bernstein has had many legitimate litigation threats against him. I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, opinion, you can't sue somebody for their opinion either, so he kind of laced it with some opinion, and just how he was framing stuff, that was the main thing. It was clear the angle you were supposed to be reading it at.
Mm-hmm.
So when are you off band? Do you know, or?
What do you mean, like off live stream ban or
Yeah, well, just as far as uploading, I guess.
Uploading, I believe it's going to be 2 weeks, so okay. It should be in time to upload this month. That is the promise that I made. As for live streaming, I don't know if the strikes will get repealed or not, because it was on a completely, like, innocuous video. It was on an old one called Woke Commie Kid, where I just, like, this channel called Scenable of this, like, communist 10-year-old kid that I just made fun of, you know, with the regular commentary shtick. So I have no idea if that's going to get appealed or not. I mean, the thing with the parental discretion advised video is that they already striked it before and said it was okay, and now they've striked it again, which they did like 3 years ago as well. I'm not sure why they're allowed to do that.
I didn't realize they could do that. I think I was talking about this on this show the other day, but I didn't realize they could do that until last summer. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Brittany Venti that told me that, and I was flabbergasted. I went and deleted the video though.
Yeah.
Just to be seen, because I beat a strike on some rant Dick had did about Chris Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it down, but yeah. Flamingo, is that your phone again?
His phone is blowing up again.
Damn, this shit's blowing up.
So is this an actual 10-year-old communist, or just a communist with the emotional age of 10, like most of
them? Yeah, he's actually 10. I mean, by now he's probably older, but... and he has, like, a significant following on YouTube.
Somebody's still with us. I guess he got older. Let's see. AP, Rand, just say it once, please. He says in the Super Chat, Rand, don't. Dude, please don't.
Rand, don't say it.
Dop Deck Keck says, people from BuzzFeed like Bernstein are feeling anti-Semitism by writing hit pieces on SOF, but have no problem letting trans kids like Desmond have the spotlight. Honk, honk. Bagel Goose says, Rand, send me your toes, which is disgusting, but that's what he said. And yeah, I think that's it. Well, it's good talking to you. What else what do you got to say about BuzzFeed, I guess, just to kind of finish it off?
It's like,
okay so far.
I guess I can read the email to you live if you want to.
Yes, please do.
All right, let me scroll back and find this little, you know,
make sure to do the voice.
Scummy kid. I don't know how well I can do it. I think I'll piss myself off. Okay, let's see here. Joe Bernstein. Soph, hello! Since you seem to be an MDE fan and know Ethan Ralph, you might already know me and or my work, but I'm going to introduce myself anyway. I'm Joe Bernstein, a reporter for BuzzFeed News, a very prestigious place, and I'd like to write a story about you. This means you now have a prime opportunity to screenshot this, share with your followers, make jokes about me / my appearance / news organization, be rewarded with a satisfying number of likes / retweets / dunks, and then be on your merry way. A 14-year-old owned Beautiful Joe, etc. I thought that was really weird, because he was trying to be, like, amicable by like, trying to predict my every move.
Like, pitching it to you? Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a trade-off here right now. You can roast me for free. Yeah, one free roast.
You can dunk on a BuzzFeed reporter. I get a story. God. Let's, you know, mutual...
I'm just delighted that one of the very first things he mentions in the email is MDE, because this is the guy who got absolutely blown out by Sam Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's so fucking mad about it. The first thing he mentions in the email is you're probably a fan of Sam Hyde.
Yeah.
Who I'm totally not fucking still obsessed with getting wrecked by.
Jeez, okay. Obviously, I hope you don't do that. No, you'd like that. First, I think it would be a boring response, and second, also obviously, I think you're the key to a fascinating story. And I promise it's not, meet the 14-year-old girl who is Pol's favorite YouTuber. That's literally what he fucking wrote! I promise it's not, and then he does that. The exact thing, that's literally the fucking headline. Okay, and
yeah,
then,
the actual headline is, YouTube's newest far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. That's pretty much the exact...
Basically the same thing. Basically the same thing.
Basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. One thing...
The good old criminal pixelation, too. That's the bit that really takes it into overdrive.
Didn't they pixelize you, like... Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, you got Sargon.
I know, it's weird, because he, like, posts links to my videos and after that anyways, and it's like, what... What are you trying to
they
do?
They think your channel, so if they're trying to hide you, I don't know. I don't understand.
It's actually double ironic because you're doing the whole burka get up thing there. So like the only, you know,
it's hilarious that
you're already at like 90% modesty.
Smuggle ISIS footage or some shit.
Mm-hmm. One thing we can probably agree on, if your beliefs are anything like the beliefs you express in your videos, although I suspect you might object to the idea that you have beliefs that can be isolated, is that we have much different ways of seeing the world. Mine is to try to break it into smaller pieces and understand it, and yours, I think, is to laugh at what you call a clown show and regard attempts such as mine as pointless and stupid. Maybe they are, but also as a way of understanding it. It's really weird how he tries to, like, read me in this way. Like,
oh my god.
Be, like, manipulative.
He engages in a culture of critique. Holy shit.
I think the tension between those two ways of seeing the world is responsible for a lot of the conflict between the culture you come out of and the one my generation is maybe the last one to believe in. I think your success, all of it, your life, your background, your thoughts, your business model, is potentially a way of breaking that down and understanding it, and not in some glib, 8th grade bullshit way. I think you might see the value or at least the humor in such an attempt, even if you think it's pretty pointless and stupid. Maybe I'm assuming too much, but you strike me as very, very smart and native to this new way of understanding, which is a pretty powerful combo, and I would like to hear a story. It is just so weird to me how he can write such a, you know, friendly, I'm here to be your friend, I understand you, even though he's, like, throwing out the most shallow analysis I've ever read in my entire life, and all this, and then he just flips around.
This is a very common thing that people on the right have encountered this from, and that's one of the things they do. Like, oh, you're very smart. Oh, you've got such interesting opinions. And some other guys have had like feds trying to approach and do things like, it's very obvious you're quite patriotic. And you're really willing to pull the line for your country. You're a true patriot.
One of the ways he got me was just like, well, this story needs to be told, and, you know, I'm coming at this, you know, unbiased, and so I know I shouldn't have bought into it, but I actually convinced a couple other people to talk to him, too, and then when I read the article, I was like, oh, man, this was not great. They were using it to, like, attack my wife and shit. It was just a disaster, so that's when I decided not talking to them is better, but then the whole Wall Street Journal thing came, so I'm not sure. Maybe I should have talked to the Wall Street Journal. I still haven't decided. But that's when I decided to stop talking to these people, because usually no good's gonna come out of it, pretty much, almost always.
Have you already made the move to having your uploads backed up on BitChute?
I'm working on that. Once I'm like done streaming, I'm immediately going to back up everything there and see if I can do like a thing on Omega and send that around so people can download it to their hard drives and all that sort of thing.
I don't know how well it worked for Mumkey, but apparently his website's been working out for him as well as another thing. I don't know.
That's interesting. That's good.
Into that.
Yeah.
Actually, as an aside for those who haven't looked at it in the last six months or so, just having gone back to BitChute, it is leaps and bounds ahead of where it was 6 months or even a year ago. Like, if you tried it like 6 months ago, you may have noticed, like, you got to sit there for 2 minutes just before the thing actually starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost instant now. They're actually really emerging as a viable alternative.
It'll be really interesting once their live streaming platform starts up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's quite promising, because, like, that's what I thought. Like, alternatives are already being set up, because this is becoming a crisis, and, you know, people are definitely going to, like, capitalize on that, because, you know, an alternative needs to be set up.
Well, as a person with an ongoing love-hate relationship with Susan, I can understand why people might want to engage into other alternative platforms.
Yeah.
And you'd probably be one of the highest profile people on there, I think. Like, I think one of the biggest vocal supporters right now is Styx, and I don't think he has the sub base that you do.
Well, yeah, hopefully I would be able to bring some audience over there.
Well, we've been talking about this issue for a while, and yeah, it is starting to get kind of to, like, a breaking point here, but anyway, thank you for joining us. I won't keep you all evening, but I appreciate you coming on right at the beginning and giving us the latest on this, because like I said, I just saw it right before we came on air. So
thanks for having me on. It was a fun conversation.
Thank you for reading that Joe Bernstein email too, because That's how they get you, man. Mm-hmm. Just, oh, come on. No big deal. Have a little chat.
Don't let the bastards get you down. It is
unless you have your own media people or like spin machine, I would advise against it. Now, if you have your own publicist and like press flags and stuff,
I do all myself. But
yeah,
this,
yeah, exactly.
That's this weird. I don't either. It's weird that he thinks I'm so naive that I would like fall for this like buddy buddy kind of thing, because it's just like so like I read it and I'm like, no way. Nah, he hates me.
Oh, and by the way,
put
so
his gamer tag at the end.
Surely this individual will naively trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Catch me on Xbox Live or something like that. Now then, I don't know. But yeah, thanks for jumping on real quick.
No problem.
By this way, Soph, tell people where they can find you on DLive.
I think my name is just Ready to Die. So, DLive.tv/ready_to_die. That's where you can find me right now.
All right, thank you,
Soph.
We appreciate it.
See ya. All right. Back to call. Back to business. All right. Joe, we got you, Joe. Everybody knows now, Joe. You're a rapist and you're a pedophile, Joe.
Keep me fucking Charles, dude.
That's.
I don't know if he knows who I am or he's just responding to DMs or what.
Take all my money away. Give me Charles.
The fuck, Charles? Charles fucking Carol DM'd me.
Charles
dude.
Carol himself.
Dude. Holy shit.
Holy shit! I'm gonna fucking puke. Oh gosh.
You're streaming. Did you say that?
Wait, what?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you're still streaming?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think it's okay for you to say that, Charles.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Dude. Yeah. $3.99 watching right now. You know what's happening.
Y'all know what's up.
Y'all know what's up.
Donate to patreon.com.
Yeah.
Corbis.
Fuck,
niggas
it's gonna be
videos,
4 weeks.
Niggas gotta pay up.
4 weeks is summer vacation. I'm gonna be on that 2-2 train
real.
Straight to hell.
Your YouTube channel might go down soon. So, if you want videos, the only place they're gonna be coming off from, the only, you know, centralized source of Sophia's videos is gonna be on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where the news are gonna be. It's gonna be what's gonna be
I'm
happening.
Fucking. Getting lemons right now. Getting money,
and
but
additionally, if you want peaceful terrorism in 2020, donate to patreon.com/Corbis.
Victor's gonna be here physically, and it's gonna be fucking election time, so you know we're going to rallies and talking
peaceful
to people.
Peaceful terrorism.
Peaceful terrorism. You know what I mean? Just a little religion of peace. This is awesome. Thank you guys. Fuck. Life is so amazing.
YouTube, the only place you're gonna have left to, you know, communicate and say what's where the videos are gonna be is on Patreon, so it's
mm-hmm.
important for people to fucking go.
I mean, it's likely if I go down on YouTube, they're gonna be able to get me down on Twitter. So, Patreon, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll make, you know, public posts so people know what's going on, but content for a bit is gonna be, because it takes a long time to, like, upload my whole fucking, like, discography, I guess.
Yeah. Tell it to all your friends. Get your mother's support. Patreon.com/Corbis. Corbis.
And if all else fails, well, Patreon, because here's how it's going to happen if it happens. It's going to be YouTube, Twitter, Patreon. So Patreon is going to be like a sinking step where I'll be able to post probably a website that I'll set up or like BitChute shit and like Mega.
Yeah.
This is gonna get real like underground and cryptic.
Yeah, and from Patreon you're gonna go to fucking Compound Media, your own site,
mm-hmm.
and new project too.
Yeah. So.
That's the next step. So if where do you plan to go when they remove you from the internet? Their houses.
I'll show up at Talia's door. Hey, you calling up my dad? What's up with that? Well, you found my address? Well, two can play at that game.
Dude, if I was from the... If it was, like, the 1970s and we were from the Italian mob, you bother my dad, I fucking break your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be calling up my fucking 40-year-old dad.
We're asking him. He never did anything wrong. He voted for Hillary
That's
Clinton.
That's literal harassment.
It literally is. She's not supposed to do that. She could fucking dox me. If she wanted to. I don't know. She has some really crazy skills at sniffing people out.
Dude, fucking Ezra, another one of them, fucking sniffed me out when I was editing for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
No evidence of anything, but he could feel it. Whenever there's something that's genuinely funny, funny in a real way, they automatically know that it's something right wing.
Yeah.
If it's funny, it's right wing. That's a rule. Even if it's left wing, if it's funny, it's right wing.
I got a fucking message, Ruben. Oh God. Okay.
A gay trustworthy Jew. Good old buddy.
And fucking new project 2 is ready to go live whenever I need it. Which might be now.
You should already open it and have people start transitioning from Patreon to there.
Fuck.
Well, I think some people don't want to put money on Patreon.
Yeah. Like Patreon. It's gonna be...
Oh shit! You just got a patron or two in Patreon. Cool. The more the merrier. The worse it gets, the better. Have that. And smile! Don't get scared because people are getting shut down. It's getting funner. The more pressure...
It's entertainment for all you guys.
The larger they are, the fucking harder they fall. The pressure they're putting on is gonna backlash in 2020. And it's so good that they're doing it right now. They're setting themselves up beautifully. They're gonna eat shit for fucking days. Fuck, am I happy about that. They're gonna eat shit for days.
They're gonna eat shit for eternity in hell. Thanks for all the donos. Yeah, I'll try to stay mainstream if I can, but I'm prepared.
Get ready, boy.
I'm not gonna, make arrangements at the last minute and then nobody fucking knows where I am.
Under the fucking surface.
Oh God, I want to fucking drop out of school so bad. There's so much shit to do. There's so many people to talk to. There's so many fucking things to appear on and things to say and... Whew. Yeah, I did become a Christian. There's Patreon is the way to send me money directly. I'm getting a bank account so Patreon stops taking such a, like a cut. That said, does this make you the youngest D-platform content creator on YouTube in the company history? Possibly. What are you gonna do? Make me donate to a boring live stream? Kill yourself, faggot.
Stop, Faith.
Sorry.
Whew. But, if staying on mainstream platforms entails me toning down my content, that is not happening. What the fuck? Paul Joseph Watson follows me? He's fucking tweeting about me? what?
This is how it goes, alright? I always thought Paul Joseph Watson's videos were kind of lame and not really that great. But when... We're getting fucked up and we're, being pushed down. He comes talk to us and my boss fires me. So. Sometimes actions matter more than words, man. They always do, actually.
Oh, fucking.
When you get fucked up, the people You don't even have to like them, but they're good.
I'm just waiting for that follow for Joe from Joe Rogan. Woohoo!
Dave Rubin from Dave. Man, you need... If you get Dave and Gavin, you get Joe.
Rogan. The world is 8 people away. Okay, what do we got? Paul Joseph Watson. We got Mike Cernovich. We got Dave Rubin.
Oh, God. And Joe is still in L.A. You gotta go on Joe. Going InfoWars.
The world is so beautiful. Fuck! InfoWars is fucking up. Next up. I really want to talk to Alex Jones.
Joe Rogan or InfoWars? Dude, Sophia's begging right now for that.
Please, that would be the please imagine Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and me.
Mark Dice. Again, Mark Dice, don't watch his content. He doesn't like Paul Joseph Watson. He doesn't cater to me. But it's these people who are coming to our support. Not the fucking, you know.
Oh, fuck, he follows me as well.
Who does?
Mark Dice. Fucking everybody's tweeting about it. That's how quickly it spreads. They can't take that. He can't fucking remove us ever. I'll get you in touch
with Alex and Gavin. Oh, Ollie. Dude, if you're serious about who are you? Who are you? Do you have that power?
So much shit to do in so little time.
Don't joke. Don't fucking play with my feelings, Ollie. Lee Alexander. Lee Alexander, if you're serious, I'll fucking... Damn.
Wait, man. Charles Falls?
Wait, what? Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah!
He just fucking followed me.
Oh, what the fuck? Nigga? Oh, nigga. Real. This guy fucking works with Gavin. DM him now.
Holy Ali. Shit.
It's Ali. It's his fucking... I think it's his lawyer that he does defend Gavin with. The shit against SPLC.
Oh, my God. I have too many fucking tabs open right now.
I called him Ali instead of Ali. Another honest mistake.
Oh my God, man.
I'm never ungrateful. I'm never ungrateful. But when we're fucked up, it's PJW and fucking Mark Dice coming to our support. Not people who... The people who, you know... Not Tony, man. Fucking Tony dumped us.
Who's Tony? Man,
fuck, this sucks. Because I like them. I still like them. But just because some fucking people...
Oh my... Do you understand what's going on right now? What the fuck?
It's them that came to our support, not the cool guys who, you know, worked with us previously. Strange. 500 people? Victor is my hero. Amazing. Thank you, Bratman. Much love. Lucy Brown? Oh yeah, we already are in contact.
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday, actually. Jesus.
Oh yeah, one of my life objectives is to get JonTron to come out of the closet for fucking once and for all. Regarding regarding his thoughts
on stuff. Never die, never refund.
Never die, never refund. Patreon.com/Corbis. Corbis.
What the fuck, man?
This shit's fucking crazy, dude.
Holy shit, we got $100 pledge on fucking Patreon.
Fuck.
What?
Whoa, $100?
Yeah. It's not the first time either. Jeez. Whoa.
Jeez, dog. Fuck, it is true.
I don't know if I've ever been this excited.
There you go. $14.82. Somebody donate $6 right now so I can print this.
Oh, wait, I'll do it.
Fucking retards.
Wait, no, Why I got $6 right now. Now,
please.
I don't want to go to school. I have so much shit to deal with. Okay. Imagine my shock.
For real. Bill Nye dropped some F-bombs. Who cares?
Whoa, that's on Twitter trending?
Yeah.
Wow.
For hours. Nobody cares.
Bill Nye's dropping F-bombs about climate change because the world's going to end, so you got to give more tax money to the government so they can save the world.
$1 trillion. Oh, it's going to cost, but everything costs money. You've got to save the planet. Yeah, like that will happen.
You can save the planet for $300 trillion? Yeah. Going to pay that up right now.
Sanders just followed Ali. You are a beast, man. We love you, man. Thank you. Get us in contact with Gavin.
Man. How do I DM you? What's your Twitter shit? What's your ad on Twitter?
I just sent it on.
Huh?
Twitter.com/Ali. A-L-I.
I see. That's a pretty good ad.
2,000 this month? Man, if that happens, Christina, I'm fucking... Man. Nah, that won't happen.
I wish, Christina, can you go to the bathroom or something and talk? Like, just take your laptop and go to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh!
The planet's on fire. Give us $300 trillion. Not even gonna fucking fix. Not even gonna lower 0.3 Fahrenheit. Fuck it. Give us money, man. Money. Of course everything costs money. Give us all of yours.
Come on, man. Ugh. This is why you don't let this shit blackpill you when you're getting deplatformed. Because then everybody's fucking paying attention. You talk to everybody. All at once. You gotta, like... Just brings more attention to the issue. Helps it get solved at a quicker rate. How much would it cost to set up a website?
Global warming. Oh, he said fuck.
He said fuck to illustrate his point about global warming.
Ring me up when he says fucking, when he starts calling people nigger.
Then going around calling old white women niggers.
Everybody says fuck.
Everybody does.
Old white person a nigger, then you come talk to me. Everybody says fuck since they're fucking four. What's the point?
I got a million tabs open right now. You guys don't even fucking... Okay. Jesus!
Bill Nye pulling a Kramer? Fucking I wish.
What? I might actually talk to Alex Jones soon.
No way.
I am going to ascend nice. Into the heavens.
Ready to die! Oh my gosh.
Wow, this is amazing. I thought when this type of shit is supposed to be happening to you, like, everything, like, you want to kill yourself, everything is so bad, but right now, like, with you, what? This is, like, the best day ever. Nah.
Let's see. Let me see if I received another strike. I don't know.
11-year-old brag star.
I can't believe they're calling CPS on this girl. But this other girl over here, she's not talking about the right stuff. We gotta go fucking bananas on her. Well, if you say so, Susan. But it's not gonna end well for you. What is this and what's going on? The
big events. Horse teeth on a curb. Her smiling face.
Her never been haircut. Better.
Does she have children? She doesn't like it. She doesn't look like it.
He need to get on a self-defense scenario with Susan.
Yeah.
Whew. I don't even know if I'll be able to sleep right now. I got fucking adrenaline.
Why would you sleep right now?
I know. I mean,
it's fucking
I'm fucking.
For you, right?
I know. I'm talking about it tonight. It takes me a while to fucking chill out.
Christina, you better not go to bed. You're not allowed. Wait, how do you know you might be able to go on auditions?
Well, I don't want to fucking... whatever. I just might be. Okay. I'll fucking tell you. We're on live right now, though. I want to, like...
Oh, shit, yeah. Slip my mind. Slip the noggin.
Jeez, my social blade is fucking blowing up. As the pedophilic gays... The pedophilic gay zoomers fall down. We rise.
It is I, the Riddler.
Woo.
Why ever be sad? Smile, because it
only
gets
better.
Fuck,
so much good shit is going on right now.
Oh, you got limited stay on YouTube? Who cares? You're making money. You're talking to Charles Carroll from Million Dollar Extreme.
Life is unfolding right now.
You're gonna talk
Wait, hold up. I'm gonna go put on my NDE shirt so I can really get the full, like, happy mood. Be right back.
Sorry you got censored? It's a gift. Without it. Without that, there would be no Chuck. Sophia, can you imagine that? Dude, Joe Bernstein. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
You made our life so much better.
Well, Talia was right. It's fucking free advertising. These people, so many fucking people that I've, like, paid attention to for so long are fucking talking to me right now. Thanks, Joe. And I'm going to go on all of their shows.
Joe, thank you.
Dude, thanks from the bottom of my heart.
You infinitely better. And you're making us money out the fucking wazoo. Make more articles. Come on. Hit us with your best shot.
Hit more and more articles. Throw them.
Harass Sophia's dad more so they bring legal action.
As much as possible. Get all your journal friends to make articles about me too.
Do it.
I dare you.
Stop saying it's good or he'll stop writing articles. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever he does, I win. Mm-hmm. Sophia wins. Faith wins. God. Christina wins.
Whatever. It really is. Whatever he does, he's fucked. He's still the same. And I get
it's
free advertising.
It's Jordan Peterson fucking Canada. He gets to speak? Good. People protest? Also good.
Do you know what's going on? Check Twitter, check fucking all the shit people are saying about me. I should probably retweet the fucking tweets about me.
Mm-hmm. Hit us with your best shot, nigga. Boy. Boston Ross.
Boston Ross. Boyston. Oh, gosh.
Make another article, Circle Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Make five more. Call my dad up. See where he is.
Yeah, actually find Victor's dad for him.
Find my dad.
He has no idea where he is, so... Getting fucking free exposure. What are they gonna do about it? Nothing.
They're shaking right now. Holly Levin is shaking.
She's... I don't remember the word, actually.
Every wiggle of her disgusting rolls. You wanna make another one?
Our big fucking...
Ripple?
Her big pepperonis are fucking quaking right now.
Every donation to patreon.com/Corbis is a ripple added to Talia Levin's fucking cow stomach.
Another stretch mark. Every time you give me money on Patreon, Talia Levin gains another stretch mark.
Dude, she looks like a nut. She looks like a fucking walnut. Fuck Joe Bernstein and his mother. Let's go. Come on. Talk more. Make another article, man.
Blab your mouth all day. All day long.
You see what Christina just said?
They really are trying to get Joe's attention. That tweet has 1,200 likes.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, who do you think? I'm gonna get in Joe Bernstein's show.
That's so tranny watches.
Joe Bernstein's show called Me Getting Fucked in the Ass. Periscope.
Me getting fucked in the ass by a black guy. That's Joe Bernstein's show.
I think I broke my computer
earlier.
Oh,
man. He says, he's fucking, check out the Nick Monroe shit. He said, kill a straight white male on your way to work today. That's completely okay. He says that fucking, like, seriously. Meanwhile, I say shit, just fucking angry hyperbole about Muslims. Oh, it's completely...
It wasn't even that.
It's fucking projecting.
Susan. The video about Susan where you joke about killing her. Oh, she's threatening to commit murder.
Threatening somebody who's fucking infinitely more power than I do. Idiot.
But, him saying, you know, go kill a white man today. That's fine. They're afraid of everything. They're afraid of absolutely everything that is outside of their control.
We just keep getting proved writer and writer. He adds quotes to his article that show how wrong he is.
Dude, the penultimate paragraph destroys his entire article in one fell swoop.
The whole thing right there. I mean, should we fucking go through the article?
Yes.
Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Awesome. Joe Bernstein. Having fun writing for BuzzFeed? You're gonna break through with this piece, Joe. Man. You're gonna finally get that spot on the New York Times, Joe.
Poor little Joe.
Oh,
that writing his article and getting you, you know, getting you struck on fucking YouTube. He thought that would make you, you know, back down or try to regroup or something. It doesn't work like that here. It's like waving a baseball bat against a swarm of bees. You're not gonna get anywhere with it. Oh, man, imagine how frustrated he is that it did nothing. It actually helped you. Because your plan was to fucking upload at the end of the month, and you're still gonna manage to do that.
Yes.
Exactly in schedule. So...
Gotta position this correctly and get through it.
Link me the article, please.
I'll be reading it on stream. Just look up fucking Joe Burns. Well, just look up Joe Bernstein and
Oh yeah. Punk bitch nigga.
Alright.
Get used to this. All of you get used to this.
Get used to it. This is what the show is gonna be like for the rest of the fucking summer. You're gonna see my face everywhere.
The fucking freak show that is fucking the world right now. It's gonna get better.
Alright. What does a 14-year-old girl dressed in fucking... the fuck?
A chador.
What the fuck is a chador?
A hijab, a burqa, and now there's a chador?
Have to say on YouTube to amass more than 800,000 followers. How about this? And he's just fucking quoting me. Or how about simply, kill yourself, faggot. I mean, I do. That is a pretty good line. Yes, if you want a vision of the future, YouTube is midwifing. Writes with a fucking weirdo. Imagine a cherubic white girl mocking what? Islamic dress.
That's a really weird way of putting it. It's like, cherubic is like nubile. It's a danger.
Yeah, it's like a fucking... I literally have it on my back. It's like the fucking, the babies and the old paintings that are, naked and have the cupid wings.
Isn't that what Eric Wareheim had in the bathroom that he jacked off in?
Yeah, something like that. Jacking off the chair. Man,
this
fucking
weirdo. This weirdo.
He's got that floating around in his mind. Man. Mocking Islamic dress while lecturing her hundreds of thousands of followers about Muslim rape gangs. So, rape gangs. As if they don't fucking exist. Look at...
Quote-unquote rape gangs.
Yeah, they don't... Not rape gangs. They just don't exist, even though... Yeah, those fucking Rotherham is not a town on this earth. It happened in another dimension. I was just reading...
It's a cultural sex practice group. You call it Poom Poom.
Yeah, that's what he'd probably do. He'd be floating around the semantics. Well, it's not exactly a rape gang. It's more like a grooming... collective.
It's something else. It's not a rape gang.
Per se.
It's a rape
social justice homos. Yeah, again, quoting, yeah, they're fucking gay. They literally suck dick, and they're proud about it. And the evils wrought by George Soros, as if George Soros is an evil, under the thin guise of edgy internet comedy forever. Yeah, actually, don't imagine it. Watch it. It's already here. That's right! It's here! And it's not going away until you stop teaching me about butt sex in school.
It's strange how these leftist faggots are the first ones to rush to the defense of George Soros and mega corporations like fucking
what?
YouTube.
Meanwhile, they're fucking, they hate capitalism and they cheer when AOC is like, oh, the billionaires shouldn't have money. Fucking retard.
Oh no, but George Soros is so nice. Don't be mad at him.
They're so anti-capitalist, except when Gillette makes a commercial deconstructing masculinity, and then they're sucking Gillette's dick, because that's cool. The video is called Be Not Afraid, and it may be the clearest manifestation yet of the culture the executives of Alphabet's video monster are delivering to millions of kids around the world.
No, it's the opposite. What? It's the fucking backlash to that shit.
I got two strikes today, Joe. And I've gotten two strikes before. That's four strikes. That's enough. If I got those all at once, my channel would be gone right now.
More like a rape gathering.
And they fucking... And they... People don't get my shit in their sub boxes anymore. They don't get notifications. They're trying to bury it. As if millions. Fuck you.
What the fuck is this dumb, balding Jew talking about? He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh my god, now via children incubated in that self-same culture. To understand just how bad things have gotten on the platform, you need to see for yourself. And then he links my shit, even though he tried to censor my face in the... What a weirdo. Users, and more importantly to YouTube, advertisers have over the past year started to hold the platform accountable for enabling the exploitation of children and exposing them to disturbing content. But this video reveals an entirely different way the platform is harming kids, by letting them express extreme views in front of the entire world. Fuck you, Joe!
Again,
fuck you! Fuck
it's
you!
See what the issue he has there? Letting them express. Not even having the views.
Letting them express them. It'd be okay if I was just going into... It would be okay if I was just sitting in my room letting my fucking blood boil, getting pissed off, and eventually showing up at fucking Joe Bernstein's house with a Luger. That would be okay. And that's what's gonna happen if you don't let me speak. If my mouth was sewn shut right now, I'd fucking use my fists. I'm gonna get the message across somehow.
Over the past year, I started to hold a platform accountable for enabling the exploitation of children and exposing them to...
Who's exploiting me? Tell me, who's exploiting me?
Isn't the fucking thing... Sargon cited this. Leftist content gets recommended twice as much.
Literally, they... But the left thinks, oh, you can go down the rabbit holes because YouTube recommends it to you. No, they literally... They're constantly fucking recommending me videos about fucking... Derrida and like postmodernism all the time, even though I watch shit completely opposite to that.
You're talking about gay sex.
Yeah, that's who's exploiting me. That's who literally told me today that abortions are cool and okay and I should have them.
Oh yeah, not only that, but you're paying for his fucking salary with your money.
God. Extortion, but that's okay. But this is not okay.
That's fine. It's all relative.
Who's indoctrinating me? Who's exploiting me? Am I exploiting myself by... What? Shut up, retard.
The platform is harming you by letting you express yourself. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
It's they're so bad for letting you express yourself. This is what indoctrination looks like.
This type of... Oh, God. This sort of expression is way healthier than what I would be doing right now if I didn't... I wasn't able to speak. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Okay, let's see.
I'd be eating fucking worms right now, Joe. If people didn't have the internet and didn't have, you know, expression.
The Civil War would have already happened, because with the internet, people are able to cope with the inch-by-inch oppression that is laid upon them every day.
Reflected back by the indoctrinated. Yeah, you're not doing that. You know, shutting people's channels down, shutting people's shows down, so you control what they think. You don't do that stuff. You don't do pressure.
Right? And you have no... I'm literally going to talk about this in my next video because it's relevant. These people have no qualms with Greta Thunberg, even though you could argue that she's just as extreme as me because she supports Paris Agreement and Green New Deal, these things that are fucking... have major, major consequences and major, major conditions for a government to be involved with. And they have no problem with her. They never accuse her of being brainwashed. They never accuse her of being manipulated into saying the things that she says. And they never question that she's the one who's, you know, she's weighing all this in her head, and she's the one who's coming up with her own opinions. And I think she's the one responsible for her own work, too. I just don't understand why they immediately jump to the conclusion that I must be brainwashed. Fucking hell. A 20-minute unbroken and hyper-articulate tirade, ostensibly about ignoring criticisms online, Be Not Afraid stars a high school freshman from the Bay Area who goes by the name Soph on YouTube. She edits as
from
well
the
as...
Bay Area? What's the Bay Area?
It's fucking...
Will be?
She edits as well as scores the videos, which she says are comedic. Yeah, I just say they're comedic, but they're not actually comedic. They're fucking horror genre. What other genre would they be?
They're gaming
videos. Yeah, they're gaming videos. Through videos like these, she's becoming a rising star with more than 800,000 followers in the universe of conspiracy theorists, racists, and demagogues that owes its big bang to YouTube. The most people that are watching me are kids.
Demagogues. Do you know what, Joe, do you know what demagogues mean? We are the opposite of demagogues. In every metric. We're not saying something that's popular and caters to a majority here. None of us.
It's anti-democratic. Nobody. What we're doing right now.
It's fucking down to the core. It's the opposite of demagoguery. You are doing demagoguery, calling people racist. You fucking dumb, balding bug, man. Fuck.
The video platform for years has incentivized such content through algorithms favoring sensational videos and, as recent reporting has revealed, has deliberately ignored toxic content as a growth strategy. They lost $70 billion from banning people for bullshit. You are so in the wrong about this. They promote your shit way more. Just fucking check the stats.
This is what indoctrination looks like when it's... That one fucks me up. This is what indoctrination looks like when it's reflected back by the indoctrinated. Complete and utter blindness to the fucking leftist shit that gets pushed on kids. It's so unbelievable that they're even capable of expressing that without getting fucking tarred and feathered immediately.
Oh, jeez. Self-scripts which she says she writes with a collaborator are familiar. A mix of hatred towards Muslims, anti-black racism, Byzantine fear-mongering about pedophilia, tissue-thin incel evolutionary psychology, and reflexive misanthropy that could have been copied and pasted from 1,000 different 4chan posts. All right, let's break this down. Go step by step.
Wait.
I don't hate Muslims. When have I ever done anti-black racism? The clip he linked about Byzantine fear-mongering about pedophilia was literally me defending Dan Harmon saying he's not a pedophile, defending James Gunn saying they're not a pedophiles. I didn't take the fucking... It's literally the opposite of what he said. What the fuck?
We're being very consistent here. You want to talk? You want to make jokes about pedophilia? You want to say whatever, you know, the shad man,
we'll
the
let
shad
that,
woman.
We'll let that go.
Go ahead, faggot. Do it. We don't care. Nobody cares. James Gunn, Dan Harmon, they're fucking weirdos, Dan Harmon especially. James Gunn looks like a tranny.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care that they fucking did whatever, said some fucking nasty joke about fucking kids. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. You know who I care about fucking kids? The people who are actually doing it. But if I talk about that, I'm spreading conspiracy theory about Muslims.
Yeah. Basically,
weird.
Yeah.
Fear-mongering about pedophiles? You're not supposed to be scared about pedophiles.
He said, I'm fear-mongering about pedophilia in a video. And the timestamp he linked was literally me saying that Dan Harmon was not a fucking pedophile. What an idiot. Alright. Of course, it's all presented in the terminally ironic style popularized by boundary-pushing comedy groups like the influential Million Dollar Extreme and adopted of late by white supremacist mass shooters in Christchurch and San Diego. This is how they implicate you. They compare you to shooters.
Tissue thin incel evolutionary psychology? That evolutionary psychology is entirely correct.
They got the 80-20 rule right before any studies came out showing that that was the case. They're right about a lot of shit. Not everything.
Have you never
but a lot of shit.
Freud, he was one of yours. Did you not see anything of him at all? Dude, you're a journalist. Shut the fuck up about psychology. You know nothing. Shut up.
Soph is even more... Okay, I'm glad he brought this one up. Soph is even more explicitly hateful on Discord, the gaming chat app, where she recently admitted to writing under the username... Did I ever deny from the start that I fucking wrote that shit? Under the username Lieutenant Faggot. That she hoped for Hitler for Muslims
shit?
To gas them all.
This
is donations, I believe.
1.20k? You got 1,200 right now? Am I insane?
I think it doesn't translate over directly value, but let me retweet right or fucking refresh.
Yeah, that looks ridiculous.
How much I've earned. Oh, what? You're right, I actually do have $1,200. What the fuck? Thanks, guys. Holy fuck.
Oh my God.
Thanks, guys. Candy Groiper, fucking Dollar,
$1,350. Wow.
The zombie dude, thanks. I wasn't even fucking paying attention.
Shit.
Jeez. Thanks. What the
dude,
fuck?
Holy shit.
They're never gonna take it down.
Rent one day.
I can pay rent right now.
Oh yeah. Wait, I think we probably made more than Joe this month.
I think it's $12.
No, it says in my earning fucking 1,219.
No, I think it's $12. I think you made $12.
You're saying 120.
It literally tells me it's fucking $1,200.
Dollars?
Unless that's not right. Unless that's a fucking different currency.
1,200 what?
I don't know, whatever the fucking thing is.
Fucking toenails.
Toenails.
Sand is 120.
Dude, I'm retarded.
Yes, yeah, 120.
Don't get us so excited, bro. Can't read.
Berenstein. Joe Berenstein.
USD. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. It is $12,000.
Yeah, Victor doesn't know how to fucking read shit. Withdraw your cash immediately before I get...
You fucking read it wrong, retard.
Killed.
Not me.
Well, you said 12,000, but yeah, 12...
No, I said it is 1.25k.
It's not his first language, you know.
Wait, what does it say on the fucking thing for you guys?
It says 1.25k. I asked you if that was dollars. I don't know if that's dollars or if that's some fucking special crypto.
Crypto, DLive currency, Lino points. Weird. It's actually 6 million. That was too easy.
What's the misanthropy that could have been copied and pasted from... Oh, come on, man. Don't insult the writing. It was done way better than any 4chan post. Well, most of them, at least. So it was fucking hilarious. What the fuck was the name of the video? The woman one.
Women Are Cool and Should Vote.
Women Are Cool and Should Vote. That video is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's the best. It's
probably our best video to date. Like, that's, the stylistically that's the as well. End? It's cool.
For sure.
Is it the one at the end where the women are getting slapped?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one's like my favorite. Love it.
Alright. By now, we're used to this stuff coming from grown men, some of whom have even used the platform as a launching pad for political aspirations. But Soph is a child. Despite the vitriol of her words and her confidence in delivering them, she's still just a 14-year-old kid. Using the kid argument I clearly laid out in my video, that he clearly didn't watch either. And hearing this language lisp through braces. Do I have a lisp, Joe? Lisp. You hear? I don't know if he knows what a lisp is. With the odd word mispronounced as if read but never before said, that's is clarifying. Me. Yeah, that's on Victor. While we were recording, I said Canaanite. He's like, no, it's Canaanite. I'm like, okay, whatever. Turns out he was fucking wrong, but yeah.
Put an imaginary H there. Also, there's a reason why he mentioned MDE. He's still butt mad about fucking Sam.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
His asshole is still, like, recovering from that. Yeah. Think of Jonathan Crone.
When I fucking read that, I pissed myself laughing. She hoped for a Hitler for Muslims to gas them.
I'm getting this shit published in BuzzFeed. I'm getting articles published that say, I want a Hitler for Muslims, and I want to gas them all. I'm playing fucking 4D chess right now. Okay. Think of Jonathan Crone, the conservative child prodigy who addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference in 2009 at age 13. Today, he's a freelance journalist who writes about extremism for liberal magazines and has disowned his past views. Or think of Lynx and Lamb Guide, who became media sensations as 11-year-old white nationalist twin pop singers in the mid-aughts. What the fuck? Today, they've renounced racism and taken up marijuana legalization activism. Part of being a young person, maybe especially for a rhetorically gifted one, is testing out ideas and identities, even ones we later find anathema. That's not to excuse anything Soph says, but it is to say that children often don't understand the weight of the words they use. Neither Soph nor her father responded to requests for comments. So, interesting thing about this paragraph assumes that I'm a democratic person. You'd be right. Yeah, later in life, I would disavow these views if I were democratic. But I'm not. Because I don't care about my popularity when I say this shit. I only care about what's right. For those other people, yeah, they eventually capitulated to the pressure. It just became too much. That's not gonna happen.
Think of examples that support my position only. Mm-hmm. Think of the things that make me sound better.
Not any of the contradictory examples.
Yeah. At age 13, today he's a freelance journalist who writes about extremism for liberal magazines. Probably raking bank. Probably lying, too. Lynx and Lambgate. I think he changed this paragraph. Because it looked different earlier. He might have...
I think you're on crack.
Taking up marijuana legalization activism. That's what you're going to do, Sophia. You're going to take up marijuana.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm a libertarian, because I want to smoke weed. You got me, Tucker Carlson.
Carson.
I think I said Carlson. I'm sort of deaf with these headphones on, so I'm trying my best. Interviews with Soph and asides in her videos.
Yeah, I saw it. Something weird about it.
Reveal a young person whose identity is obviously still being formed. She didn't start as a politics caster, but predictably as a profane 9-year-old. Nine! Writes with like a weirdo game streamer called LT Corbus. I wasn't called LT Corbus from the beginning, but influential YouTubers, Power Cynical, and... What?
What was your name when you started?
If I say my name, it's gonna expose, like, my email and shit, so it's not a good idea.
Oh, not that, the fucking JTEX.
Oh, yeah, that one. That was funny.
Indeed.
I had a bunch of weird gamer names for a long time. which ripped on YouTube culture and the indignities of being a fifth grader instead of
people of color. Change.
People of color.
He said minorities.
To people of color.
What?
People of color. Why did he change that? Like it matters.
What a fucking weirdo. A 2016 Daily Dot story about her bore the unintentionally profound headline, "The Swery Savvy 11-Year-Old Gamer is the Future of YouTube." In more recent videos, Soph discloses a health issue that kept her out of class for long stretches. She confessed to being unhappy in school. That's a really weird word to use, confessed. As if that exposes something about me. As if that reveals that everything I've been saying is just because I'm unhappy and I don't mean any of it and I never thought about it, really.
Why is he changing the article after he already posted it? Does this faggot do not fucking proofread?
Guess not. He's got to get out there. He can't wait to get a spot at the New York Times. He's got to rush it out.
Man, poor little guy.
He's probably, Talia probably got in his case for saying minorities instead of people of color.
Indignities confesses. Of being a fifth grader.
It's just that subtracts from anything I say.
Indignities of being a fifth grader. They were in the same vein. They were definitely in the same vein. Also, you don't talk about people of color.
What if I'm multiracial white supremacy. I did a sort of comment.
It's not about people of color per se.
It's more about it's not so letting your collective identity determine who you are as an individual. That's such a reductionist analysis.
It could be a gay straight thing. The same point could be made.
Mm-hmm. It could be about any identity group. It works across the board. Treasure was just a good example of that. Anyways, she talks about a move from New York to California. She identifies by turns as right-wing and anarcho-capitalist.
Turns? Did he not? He didn't fucking proofread this by turns?
I don't know.
This
She's
is really retarded way to
this
write.
Should be terms. What?
Not terms. I don't think that's right, but I don't think that looks good at all in writing at mm-hmm. all. It looks like shit. Anyway, right-wing and anarcho-capitalist. Yeah, like they're fucking mutually exclusive. Again, Rothbard, one of yours, man. Look it up.
What? Turning? As if those are contra... Yeah, that's weird. The fuck? Right-wing is anarcho-capitalist. She's 14, precocious, isolated, and pissed off. A combination that has produced a lot of bad behavior over the years.
Sounds so cool. Fuck.
Yeah. I know, like I read that, I'm like, yeah, no. You're right, dude. Joe.
Stop making her look
it's a fucking the best advertisement he could possibly write.
You're making it sound like she's from like fucking Ryan Gosling and Drive or mm-hmm. something.
I'm a fucking movie character.
Is this supposed to make people
this
hate
dude,
you
this sounds movie? Like the description on the back of like a DVD.
Cool.
Meet yeah. Soph. She's isolated, precocious, and pissed off, and she's ready to kill Joe Bernstein. Watch this,
are you, John Wick?
Watch this flick, thriller flick, and be amazed. You know, something like that. A combination has produced a lot of bad behavior over the years. I've acted badly, I guess, but not all of it monetized through pre-roll ads and a Patreon, and not all of it streamed to millions.
Millions?
Not millions. Hundreds of thousands.
Millions.
Tops. YouTube's kid problem is well known, from disturbing auto-generated cartoons to parents who play-act violence with their children for clicks to a network of users exploiting videos of children for sexual content. The company has consistently failed at protecting the young users who are its most valuable assets. But Soph's popularity raises another, perhaps more difficult question about whether YouTube has an obligation to protect such users from themselves and one another. Don't compare me to fucking... Don't compare me to fucking child pornography and Spider-Man and Elsa overhead blanket rape.
You talking?
I'm protecting me from myself. What are you gonna put me in a fucking mental ward?
Like you're a crack addict.
Like these are fucking. I'm injecting heroin every time I upload a video. Yeah, just put me in a mental ward. Nah, send me to a boarding school.
The problem is that
whip me into shape.
Even if you have those views, the problem is that you express it, and mm-hmm. like it's what would look.
What he wants is me to be silenced off the internet.
Don't make money. You don't get to make money. They own all money, and you get to be quiet and mm-hmm. shut up and go to school. Also, when he says this shit about play fighting with kids, that's the most innocuous shit, like, that's Gavin McInnes, How to Fight a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely fine and good. It's, like, fucking rough and tumble play that every parent's... And yeah. This intimidates this Jewish faggot. That, oh, you play fighting with your kid? You're abusing them.
Of course he thinks that.
Comparing you to fucking pedophilia, that's already absurd. Comparing fucking rough and tumble play to pedophilia. You're fucking retarded and you don't have a kid. Oh, he's play fighting with his kid. He's an abusive parent.
Oh, of course, that's partially the job of parents, a fat Soph pointed out in a recent video while addressing people alarmed by your content. It's so funny to me. Every time, like, all my parents extremists, like, they're responsible for this. I'm Catholic. Both my parents are atheists. Both my parents voted for Hillary Clinton. They were heavy Hill dogs. My dad was reading articles every day about how much Trump sucks dick and, you know, talking about that to me 24/7, telling me how stupid religious people are, whatever. Still turned out this way. My parents had nothing to do with it. I'm wondering why they're concerned with me, with what I say, instead of being concerned with the parents who let their kids watch me, she said.
There's an issue. I'm fucking... He quotes your points that completely undo... Like,
yeah, as I said.
Completely undoes his entire article, and it doesn't fucking acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't even respond to some of them because they're just so good that he can't even... What is he going to say? Oh, man. It's unclear how much Soph's own parents know about her videos. Internet sleuths have figured out details about her parents' lives, one of whom Soph has claimed voted for Hillary Clinton. In a recent interview, Soph said that her parents have never had a serious conversation with her about the politics of her videos, though she did respond angrily when a reporter attempted to contact her dad. Implying that my fucking, that if she talked to my dad would just be like a skinhead. He is bald, but it's not like he's got a swastika, like, whatever.
Can this dick hole fuck not you. Be like Jewish all the time?
Fuck you, Talia. Talia was calling and texting my dad, calling him a fucking Nazi and white supremacist. The only thing he said in response was, okay, have a nice day. He sleeps like 16 hours a day and he has a fucking job.
He doesn't have
time to be part of like the KKK.
Somebody's objecting to the use of Jewish. Dude, of course there's problem with leftists that aren't Jewish, but Joe Bernstein, he's not just any leftist. He is the
leftist. We have a right to call him Jewish because he uses Jewish to his advantage. He literally tweeted out being Jewish means you never have to feel bad about being white. Like, shit like that all the time.
It's not edgy. It's what he is. And he uses that to his advantage. I'm gonna use it against him.
Mm-hmm. That's just what happens. But the powers of parents over children who live online are limited, and YouTube has taken no ownership over what is happening to kids who grow up inhaling its trademark stench of bigotry, conspiracy, and nihilism. I have conspiracy. I've denounced nihilism in every single one of my streams, calling it faggotry, but okay, Joe. Now the kids, or the smart ones anyway, seem to know it. Indeed, YouTube's own incompetence and lack of quality is one of Soph's recurring themes. She acknowledges owing her fame to them. The fact that I was 11 and could easily...
Owing her fame? That's a really gay term. I'm not sure what's being used.
The fact that I was 11 and could easily follow the commentary formula should have been a sign that the standards for the genre were terribly low, she said in the same interview. I didn't say that in an interview, I said that in YouTube Parental Discretion Advisor. I remember writing that into the script, you fucking idiot. Last month, after YouTube deactivated comments on her videos... None of these fucks can do their research. There was an article about me in the New Statesman, it was the same sort of, like, weird typos, like not even getting the facts correct or saying shit... Claiming I said shit that I just didn't say. But it's intentional. Last month, after YouTube deactivated comments on her videos, the platform disabled comments on all videos with children in a response to an outcry over the aforementioned network of exploitation. Soph uploaded a 12-minute video in which she seemed to be daring the platform to suspend her, knowing full well that it wouldn't. I had no idea. In fact, they might do it. I can check YouTube right now, and it pops up another strike.
Asymmetric, we know he's not a real Jew, don't worry. We know we're in on that one.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that before. Yeah.
But it does matter. It is worth noting.
Yes.
Especially in this situation.
When he points out his own identity like that, it's tells you something.
Come on, Bernstein, Epstein, Levin. It does matter in this context. It's worth pointing out.
Because that's how you tell, because it's all those people tweet out the same shit about, I'm a
Why
Jew.
Why isn't one of these fucking dudes called Gomez? Or Chong? Why are they all seen?
Well, the thing is, we're pointing that out because they constantly tweet shit like, anytime they get criticism for any bad shit they've done, like fucking clear errors in the article, factual errors, and saying shit that I didn't say, they play the card of, anti-Semitism, but
they're so not diverse at all.
Then they turn around and write articles about, as a white person, I have to acknowledge my privilege, and they play this identity game, and we're not gonna fucking go along with that. They should be called out on their bullshit, playing identity politics like that.
For diversity, hire some Chongs and some Gomez's.
Yeah, you guys love diversity. Get some more guys on the team. Yeah. Susan, I've known your address.
You can't really hire anybody from other races because all the other races, they either don't know how to write or are extremely racist.
My God.
I know what I'm talking about. I go to public school in Brazil.
Victor lives in Brazil. So, Susan, I've known your address since last summer, so I've said directly addressing YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki. I've got a Luger and a mitochondrial disease. I don't care if I live. Why should I care if you live? Or your children, for that matter. I just called Uber. You got about 7 minutes to draft up a will. I'm coming for you. It ain't gonna be pretty. Every time I read quotes from that video, it's so fun. Because we just improvised lines off the top of our head and recorded for a while. That was a fun ass.
We can't go on
time.
A fucking diatribe of specificity every time we mention Jew, man. We're just using it for convenience.
Yeah. Well, because Jew isn't is not an accurate term.
We know it's not accurate, but it's fucking convenient. We're not gonna specify it every time. Come on.
A far-right child comedian threatening to murder the executive of the video site that has made her famous for trying to protect her from pedophiles. Yeah, they were just trying to protect me from pedophiles. I should be grateful. The state of YouTube in 2019. Right. Far-right child comedian threatening... As if I'm fucking serious.
Yeah, that was a real threat, Sophia. Susan is terrified.
If you were 100% serious, it would be completely unthreatening.
I'm 5'2". Barely 95 pounds. Who am I gonna kill? Maybe you, Joe. Start hitting the gym. Indeed, one of Soph's messages seems to be that in a world where the adults who have grown rich through technology took the implications of that technology seriously, she wouldn't exist. She's a problem, she seems to be saying, of YouTube's own making.
If
they
took it seriously, you'd be getting fucking homeschooled, and you wouldn't be that as mad as you
are. Yes, I am here because of people like you.
Joe.
You made me this way. You put problems in my environment, I'm gonna have to comment in them, as I said.
Worthless boomers, good for fucking nothing, balding retards, who cannot organize a society. They couldn't fucking think their way out of a fucking bag. And it's your fault. Our lives are... uncomfortable, to say the least. We didn't make it this way. We have no access to the levers. We barely, we're not voting yet. I voted last year, but that's not in America.
Mm-hmm.
We're not voting, we're not, you know, making these policies. It's people like you who are pressuring politicians and corporations to fucking be part of global homes.
So,
it's not us.
People like us
you.
have to come out of the woodwork and comment on it.
It's your fault. I didn't make it this way.
You beg me kicking and screaming to stop disseminating the ideas I believe in, and it wouldn't make a fucking difference, Soph says at the end of Be Not Afraid, in a passage in which she seems to drop her shtick, if only for a moment. What shtick?
No shtick.
In the past, maybe I had a shtick. But this, what you're seeing right now is me. This is the way I talk to my friends in school. This is the way I talk on Discord calls with fucking Victor and Faith. This is the way I talk to everybody. There's no shtick. Not only am I inoculated to that bullshit, most of Gen Z is too. Millennials grew up with MTV and nowadays watch Colbert. We, on the other hand, keeps misquoting me, like leaving out words. We, on the other hand, grew up with the internet, so we have no centralized source of information that controls what we think. We filter out the truth for ourselves. We're not lazy. No one is brainwashing kids. Kids are simply... Yeah, that's what I said. He can't keep in his... Can't calm down. He needs to get there immediately. Kids are simply learning from having free access to information. There's nothing you can do about it. And he doesn't even comment on this because he knows it's right. There's no way... He includes a paragraph of what I say that just disproves his point entirely. I'm not sure why he did that.
He's just trying to meet the fucking word count.
He's doing coke in a hurry, fucking eating sugar with his fucking bare hands, writing it.
I finally found the gold mine. This is gonna be the golden ticket to the New York Times. I just get this one article.
All sticky, full of fucking white powder in his fucking keyboard. He's writing in a hurry.
An
article a day, I'm gonna lose my job, no.
Mm-hmm. He's in his fucking cubicle. He's freaking out.
Is that what they have to do? They have to write an article a day?
Yeah, they have to get a certain amount of clicks on BuzzFeed or whatever. There's tons of people that have made videos of, like, why I left BuzzFeed, and the shit is brutal. You have to get, like, you know, enough views and clicks and write enough, just pure quantity, or you'll get fired. You're booted off the platform. And yeah, he did make a correction at May 13th, 2019 at 4:38 p.m. according to this. So you can see when they've been...
A bunch of other little shit, too.
...clicking around. The ultimate target of Be Not Afraid is finally adults. People who just don't get why social justice discourse is meaningless and co-optable.
Oh, it's not meaningless.
Oh my god.
It's evil. It means. It has intent.
It's doing something. It has an influence. It can't be ignored.
We're not that naive. It's not like the social justice movement was good and then it got co-opted by evil people. No, it is evil in foundation, in fucking essence. There's no co-opting happening. It's been evil since the fucking beginning of it.
I demonstrated clearly how it's so sinister. It's meant that the shit that they do is meant to control the discourse. Why school can't compare to YouTube. Why mass murder can be funny. Yeah, it can be funny. Fucking anything can be funny. People who have enough experience to know better.
You know better, Joe. Tell me about it.
You live so many more years than me. That means you're smarter than me automatically.
Yeah, you can't lie and manipulate things.
Mm-hmm. It's not like you're so much older than me and so much wiser. That's why you emailed me saying you're not gonna write an article about this far. YouTube's new far-right, foul-mouthed, red-pilling star is a 14-year-old girl. You said, quote, I promise I won't write an article with this title. And then you went and did it. So, very wise adult. You're so much smarter than me.
A 14-year-old girl playing nice in front of you than talking behind your back. What is this joke?
What are you doing? You're more immature than I am. What the fuck are you doing? And the way you speak is so... God, man. I'm so surprised every corner that I have more fucking testosterone than these fucks. She's sure that adults are selfish and stupid, that the people with the most power over her life are making it up as they go along, just like she is. I'm not making anything up. I go based off ethics. Fucking, I do my research, statistics, evidence. I have a strong... moral framework. I don't just make this shit up for fun. I don't just say shit for shock factor. They, on their other hand, do make it up as they go along. Whatever they get to do to compress the box to make the only acceptable dialogue be far left, they just do it. Fuck it, whatever. When you look at the adults who have gotten rich off the platform that created Soph, she isn't completely wrong. She's been publishing on YouTube for years with no consequence other than becoming famous.
No consequence.
It's not like I'm about to get... It's not like fucking journos are harassing me and figuring out my address, could dox me at any moment or anything. Nobody's on my back. They're all praising me. Well, that's just how it is. That's just how it be, you know?
Anti-white shit.
Damn, 800 people watching?
Nice.
Oh my gosh. It is fucked.
There's no problem with Jewish people. I just wonder why there aren't, you know, Hispanic people who are journalists. Why are there no Hispanic people?
They really got to get some more fucking diversity up in the New York Times, up in BuzzFeed. They don't have enough Hispanic, black journalists, enough females writing.
Perhaps you heard the smile in my voice as I said that, but seriously, why are there no Hispanics, Filipinos, and, you know, Chinese people writing these articles?
You gotta hire Victor. He's a quarter black. He'll get some more diversity up in there.
Like some of these articles.
You're
a
quarter
really
black
well.
And Brazilian.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I'm gonna be an immigrant soon.
Yeah, he's bilingual. He's gonna he can expand your reach. He can write Portuguese articles for you.
Expand your horizon.
Very nice.
Hire me.
Nice.
He's a very valuable asset. He's gonna write some kicker articles about
very hard,
evil
very valuable
guys.
Fucking asset. I'm gonna ruin your career for you and write a bunch of shit that's really bad. Everybody's gonna hate you. I'm gonna edit your videos and add a bunch of racist shit, apparently.
Uh-huh. Fucking idiot. It's all going on. It's all going down. Never refund and never get sad about this shit. This is the most eventful shit. I can fucking sue Talia for targeted harassment.
Do it.
But I don't even need to. And that's how you know you've won.
2.47 fucking DLive crypto. K, that is.
Awesome.
I don't know how that is. Like fucking $200?
I guess so. Oh, man. Damn, they're trying to let's get into 1 million subscribers by tomorrow. Imagine.
That'd be perfection.
As if. But that would be cool.
How many subs you got right now?
I'm checking the Social Blade. I doubt I could get like a fucking that many, like 200,000.
But get the lawyer to help the
we are up.
Maybe you could sue Talia.
We are up 2,000.
You should.
That'd be funny. That'd be so funny.
I mean, yeah, my parents probably have the money to do that.
Yeah.
I just donate.
Or targeted harassment. You could do that.
Please, please, please do it. Do it, do it, please. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna need some help with that.
Talk to the old hill dog and
sue her.
Do you even need to ask your father? You're making enough money now, right? You can just use your own.
I don't have enough. Fucking lawsuits cost so much.
Dude. You don't even gotta tell your parents that you're fucking suing anybody. Just do it.
Hey, mom and dad, I just got $100,000. What? Yeah, I just came home from suing somebody. I just went to the court and got it resolved. Yeah, that's how lawsuits work. Ugh.
You were looking at Gen Z. They are the most conservative generation since World War II. They are the only generation to have grown up in the internet. And guess what? They aren't taking leftist shit anymore. This kid is just a reflection of how they feel. They never depend on the MSN for news. And they use hundreds of sources, and they won't believe the unicorn farts and pixie dust world presented by the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for them to believe love and peace and everyone gets a trophy, meanwhile watching the world blow up or get run over around them. Get run over, specifically. The most recent shooting reaction by these kids shows where they are. They're walking out of an anti-gun rally and blame the shooters on the true culprit, mental health. They are done with your shit. Lie to them, then they will call you out, make up excuses, and they will hold you responsible. Blame them for your errors. They will burn the world down around you just because they can. Fuck. This is real.
I could actually fucking sue them. Jeez.
Please do.
I mean, yeah.
This is real racism. This little girl right here, she is racist. And sure, there's some radicalized Muslims who are racist too. Oh, it's not the racism I'm worried about them, it's the rapism part.
Mm-hmm.
But shut the fuck with the whole idea that all of them are. Or that because those radicalized are, I guess we all should be. That's idiotic and not obvious something. It's not even the point. Fucking dumb broad. Amanda Sargent, you dumb fucking broad. There's some radicalized Muslim. Fucking Pew Research.
Some of them, as in 70%.
Yeah, it's a 41-year-old broad on Facebook with blue hair. Oh, neck yourself. It's your mayor. It's your mayor right now, Sophia.
My mayor, my supervisor? Official supervisor of my county?
Oh, about Amanda. I am a 30-year-old mom to Miss Aria, who turned 6 this year. I'm finishing up cosmetology. She misspelled cosmetology. School soon. I hope to get a job as a stylist while doing college courses at home. You're not gonna do it, stupid! Diehard Patriots fan, sports ball. Practicing yoga, 2 chihuahuas, man. Casket wiggle womb.
Press S to sue. You know, I just might.
Her favorite TV show is The Golden Girls.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, shit. That actually would be a good recommendation.
Talk to fucking Ali. Since he follows you.
Yeah. I'll fucking... BuzzFeed, the official BuzzFeed account, also posted the article.
Pussy niggas.
Yeah, I'll DM everybody after I get off. I don't want to fucking be distracted. Said,
pussy niggas put money on my head. Go on, get your refund, motherfucker. I ain't dead. They fucking can't get it done. They can't get rid of you. I am a herpy, my friend. I am the human embodiment of a herpy.
It's impossible to get rid of. Yeah, I'll get all of it done tonight.
So if your voice is like 3 times louder than Victor's, well, I'm screaming all the time, so that doesn't matter.
Gosh, I fucking crank him up?
Oh no, keep it the same way. Oh, I don't want to be loud.
I'm gonna crank it up.
Well, it automatically turned on the age restriction for some reason. I turned it off, though.
We're all under 8. What?
Yeah, it's weird.
Every single one of us in call right now is under age.
Dude, what? I fucking turned 17 a couple of weeks ago.
I just turned 14 like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Put money on my head. Go on, get your refund. Get a refund. BuzzFeed, get a refund. Take fucking Joe's money back. Because he didn't do the job.
Oh.
Is that Christina? God damn it, Christina, just go to your fucking bathroom.
The fuck is girl talk? Critical condition? Who's that? Girl talk kind of sounds kind of
been
like
working that. Way too much, need to get out and get fucked up. What's going on?
Huh.
he took it out and get fucked up. What's going,
on? Where's it at?
Here at LTCorbis.inc, we love Jewish people.
Absolutely.
Of all religions.
Fuck it, I've lived in, you know, New York and rich parts of California. It's all Jewish people, and they're all my friends. Oh, Faith, stop farting so loudly.
Oh, yeah, the cars go by. Can you hear that? It's not actually the cars, it's my fucking anus.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So, she should do an interview with Dave Rubin? Well,
we're getting that arranged. She follows me. I'm gonna...
And he is in L.A.
Uh-huh.
That was Jogan.
I might have to, like, travel to L.A. for a hot minute and hit everybody up.
That would be crazy.
Get a hotel. I'm gonna Uber. Fucking do appearance after appearance after appearance and hike it back.
Fuck! Fucking premiering your new site.
Promoting a new site at every fucking turn. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I should get one set up. Who can I get to make an actually cool looking site for me? Because
I don't know.
I don't want to have like a dot WordPress.
Fucking
thing.
Have a writing section for me and SP.
Just gonna throw it out there. Tranny's working on making websites. If you want.
Makeup tutorials by Faith.
Shut up.
Yeah, after talking with Ruben, I might be able to get on Rogan, but it's true.
After talking with Ruben, yeah, and Ali follows her, so he might get with, she might get with Gavin, too. Might be able to get on Gavin's show. Alright, which one of y'all niggas know how the fucking D-Live money works? Because I don't know what these numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
2.47K, what does that mean?
That means $25.
I think it means $247.
Probably.
I heard someone say earlier that each of those fucking little things were like 1.2.
I thought you have to divide it by 100. Can you divide?
It's fake money.
Is it worth anything?
No, a lino or a lemon is 1.2 cents.
Okay, so then Faith is right.
Oh shit, really? I was fucking around. You actually only have $30. Good fuck.
Intriguing. Oh,
it's about 30, 50, I don't know what these
mean. You put it into other... Okay. Or Keto Law, yeah, I've heard about it before. I'll try to talk to him about it.
Keto Banana. Alright, patreon.com/Corbis. 700 new people? Man, at least 50
for
of
once,
can
Faith
donate.
Is right about fucking some sort of mathematical problem.
I'm good at math.
No, you're not.
I am.
They're not.
I totally aced my fucking math final today.
In 8th grade.
No, shut up.
And you literally complain all the time about how easy your school is.
Okay, that's true. You got a third grade packet and
the standard
grammar
for school
and writing
is so low. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's hillbilly redneck shit school.
Mhm. Fucking people are still listening to the shit we write. That's incredible. Patreon.com/Corbis. That's what you got to take away from this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want more content, if you want peaceful terrorism, if you want,
Yeah, we got a grub, somewhat. I'm not homeschooled yet.
If you want to keep up, even after Sophia's taken off YouTube, if you want to keep up with her content, it's patreon.com/Corbis.
I do kind of worry if live interviews is a good idea. Why would that be a bad idea?
Are you anxious
about the strikes or more excited about the exposure? Excited about the exposure. I don't get down about this sort of thing. Seemed like the channel was not getting favorable analytics besides the streams. I think it's pumping things up.
You got
I got new project. Yeah, I got new project two set up. I can make it live at any second. I just gotta work out the payment.
Make it live ASAP. Give them a link. A lot of people don't want to go on Patreon, so you gotta give them an alternate thing. Get Subscribestar. Just make accounts on everything. There's a hedge. Why you niggas is straight crash dumb pop shit, nigga? What's up?
I'll just once I have everything set up, I'll just fucking tweet it out, all the links out in one tweet, and just spread that shit around. Okay, yeah, I got your K123CFD9M2. I got your channel on DLive open.
Patreon will kick you off there. Well, they don't. We're gonna be fucking sucking their teeth.
So if you get kicked off Patreon, do they take all the money you've made off them? Like all the money you're supposed to make that month?
I think they pay it out and then they say bye.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Don't worry, dude.
Get used to just spamming those links all the time.
Yeah.
Have them ready and on a fucking
Twitter account at Sewer Nugget. And same on Gab.
Yeah.
So, I'm verified on Gab.
On Gab, your fucking handle is, Auschwitz, Birkenau.
It's too on the nose. Yeah, I'll do fucking Subscribestar. It's not Core Bus, it's Core Bits.
Core Bus. C-O-R-B-I-S.
Air.
C-O-R-B-I-S. One. Or bis. C-O-R-B-I-S.
It's just a typo. The I and the U keys are next to each other. They probably has really big, fat, obese fingies.
Shut up.
Yeah, I do use the sunder.
Fucking knock your teeth loose.
Core books. I can't believe it.
Patreon.com/CORBIS. Get it right and give us money for more vids. For more, so we can buy some more Minecraft mods.
I dropped like 200 on a, or 300 I think, on a
2695.
On a fucking punching dummy, you know, one of those Bob guys with the face and the, yeah, that, for this new video. So I am investing it back into the channel.
We need 2695 so we can buy some Minecraft modes. Yeah, we need it.
Play ray traced Minecraft. Got one Minecraft server.
How many Minecraft servers do you have? All of them. We hold an oligopoly.
The whole market is under our fucking hands.
We're shadow owners of all Minecraft servers.
Alright, I'll check out critical condition. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Say nigger, whatever.
Nigger, kike, faggot.
Doesn't matter, it's all mouth noises. Don't ever... Oh! Christina came back just to say nigger. She came out of the shadows and fucking whispered it.
She's risking rape for that?
It's honorable, very honorable. Yeah, right now she's being held captive. If the murderer hears her awake, she's gonna be killed. She's risking her life right now.
She's not gonna answer, stupid.
She just whispered before, retard.
No, she's not gonna risk it again.
Risk it again. Oh man, a whisper.
Can
so
you
dangerous.
Not say the N-word on DLive?
You can't?
Better be able to.
Oh shit.
That's racist! You can't say the N-word! So awkward.
What?
Say whatever. You can say whatever. What other words are forbidden?
Spook. I don't know.
Porch monkey.
Porch monkey was my favorite. In
What's ever. Porch monkey? What? God,
she's never heard that one before.
Okay. Oh, it has hate speech? Oh, man.
Wait, same term of service as Twitch, pretty much? Aw, come on, that's gay.
Can't say that either, Sophia.
Stream is lagging. Ah, oh, fuck it. What do you mean I can't say
Slants,
things? What
are
you,
goops?
the police? You gonna kill me? Well, maybe if I was in the UK, you'd kill me, but...
Spade?
Isn't, like, the word Muslim now a slur in the UK? That's what,
now called Muzzies?
No, that's even worse, you fucking idiot. Fucking Joe would be watching this and be appalled. His jaw is hanging open. I can't believe this is blatant racism.
They're
the
saying
kids
it.
Don't even care about it. They're saying scared. It. I've never said nigger in my entire life. I can't believe this. The injustice.
Get down.
This is so bummer. Get down. I can't believe it. What is the Gab link? I'm Gab at Sewer Nugget. Sewer Nugget, I'm verified now. These motherfuckers verified me. Beautiful.
Withdraw your money now before they with the platform, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get my
stuff. Zipper heads.
I'll get my shit, yeah.
They've already paired DMT? Me. She's gonna do it when she goes on Joe Rogan.
She's never gonna do it, no.
I'm a fucking... Worst case scenario, I bum off my parents for the rest of my life. And that's worst case scenario. And so I'm gonna be posting shit.
But that's not even really that
bad. Because of fucking multiple homicide is not the worst case scenario.
Well, we don't. Well, that you reminded me that is a possibility. But I know, I'm like, that's my emphasis. Like, that's not even a bad situation to be in. So I'm gonna be always, like, posting shit.
Wouldn't that be, like, kind of one of the best case scenarios? That one thing?
You will.
Well, I want to be self-sufficient. Because I'm a strong, independent woman. Because I'm a crypto-feminist.
That's not what I was talking about.
Well, the best way we can serve our purpose is entertainment. But mm-hmm. If that's not possible, then it's default for Bellic.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do something. It'll never come to that. I mean, if you keep pushing it, Joe, maybe. But maybe, it'll never come to that. How's it gonna feel to have blood on your hands, Joe? Ah, whatever, fuck it. Oh, alright. We've been streaming for like, 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I do have to fucking DM all these people. Maybe we should fucking close it soon, or I just stream for the rest of the night, but...
Yo, Rogan.
Wait, did you see that?
I think we can close it.
Alright, then I gotta get the poom poom. You know how we always close out.
Not on YouTube, but it don't matter. Gotta close it with the poom poom.
Mm-hmm. The age-old tradition.
Christina, say goodbye to the viewers.
Bye, niggers.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Fuck, I'm just thinking about it. They find this so dangerous.
This is so
good. In what way is it dangerous?
Like, but perfect. In their minds, like, you saying the N-word is like, I can't believe it's come to this, that kids just say the N-word, they don't even care about it. We're so screwed. That's how they see it in their
so little brains. Fearlessly doing these shits and having fun. It's so good.
Me relaxing on the beach in Jamaica.
Wait, open
right
chest?
Now.
What is open chest?
Cut open your fucking chest, rip out your organs.
There's a chest on there.
I don't want to
open it.
A treasure chest? What do you mean a treasure chest?
Open it. Sophia, open the fucking treasure chest.
Fucking idiot.
Make it in the boom boom. Chest rewards.
As if.
Opens it. Yeah, right there. Make it in the
boom boom. Open.
Jamaica. To the left of lemon below the fucking video. Jamaica right
now, man. Well, it doesn't like update live. I have to like refresh it every time. Island vibes, man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses. Nice. I feel like a fucking retarded old guy right now.
Yeah.
I can't figure this stuff out.
Feel like that when you fucking can't stand up in the morning.
Yeah, that makes me feel like even more, but, T-shirt unbuttoned, nice! T-sunglasses, nice!
T-shirt unbuttoned, nice!
Nice!
T-shirt
unbuttoned, nice! Sunglasses, nice! Island vibes! Me listening. Me listening good, Anthony. There's like nothing on my fucking screen. You don't tell a Jamaican what to do
with it, dread man. Nelson Mandela was a terrorist.
I always get Nelson Mandela and that one other dude who has that one. And no, it might be Martin Luther King Jr. I always get them mixed up.
I'm not sure how you did that one, but good job.
Right now, man. Third World Radio. Jobless. Signing off.
Christina, that's old. It's old. No.
Say that out loud if it's real, man.
Oh, God. Oh! Nobel Prize.
The mad woman.
That's old. That's
I
old.
Hope the people heard it.
She actually did it.
Think she would?
Nah. Christina's fucking doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. She has a black son as a freaking Twitter picture. She doesn't care.
Oh, girl, my God. She's beyond the fucking punishment. She has a black son. She has a black son. Her son is black.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, wait, Victor. You know how in America we call blacks, we call them African Americans? Do you call them African Brazilians?
No, we call them niggers.
Oh my! You know what? I don't really give a shit.
It doesn't matter anymore. This is
this
fucking.
Doesn't
we
matter.
Are in 1990. Listen, this is don't. You think this is 2019? This is 1990 fucking eight. We're playing Quake in a LAN house. We can say this shit. We can say anything we want.
Oh my God!
This is a LAN. This is land fucking doom.
Every time. Doesn't even fucking...
We're in 1998, everybody's, you know... Listen,
whenever, and their fucking pressure literally stops working.
Everybody is listening to fucking Metallica right now. We are in
1998. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We're not in fucking 2019 anymore.
Ugh.
But, yeah, Brazil doesn't really have that much of a fucking qualm with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
It just went the other direction where, like, the people just became very comfortable with saying racist shit.
I don't live in Brazil. No, you don't.
Nah, he fucking hears gunshots outside of his... Oh, my God. He hears fucking gunshots outside of his
house. You can hear gunshots in any American city. Fuck.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Victor, you wanna switch?
Somebody keeps fucking calling me on Skype.
Yes.
Bro, you wanna switch? You can deal with tranny and pig. I'll just...
Oh, dude. I'll deal with the tranny like a fucking... I already deal with one.
I'll hang out with your grandfather. And eat fries.
Or you go to Christina's place and spin fucking beans all over her house. Fucking, I'm gonna make a smoke ring! Takes the bean platter and spins rapidly around at the speed of a fucking ballerina. Beans go everywhere. Oh. Alright. Alright, we should probably end it. Unless
Listen
there's a way
Erykah
for me
Badu.
To open fucking
Listen
treasure
to Erykah
chest.
Badu, honey. It's better, Butter King.
Double salute right. For an amazing, blessed day. The best
Roman
day.
Roman salute.
My gosh.
1998 Quake, that's a vibration now. We are in fucking, we're eating Cheetos.
Do it, fag. Christina, yeah. Can you just talk normally? Just like whisper like that?
No, we're dancing a Reaper.
No, but if she whispers, she'll be fine.
I've been covering this stuff for a while now. And these videos are among the most shocking things I've ever seen. Joe, have you seen fucking cartel beheading videos on fucking 4chan?
Fucking go on Live Leak.
I don't think
watch the Christchurch shitty.
All the 17 minutes. I don't think you can watch this stuff without concluding there is a moral crisis at YouTube. Joe,
come on. Moral crisis. Oh, I've done so
the
many
most
immoral
shocking
things.
Thing, the most shocking thing you've ever seen? Jesus.
Alright. Yeah, good night. I'm gonna go talk to everybody all at once. Things are happening. Be happy.